Hi, Kevin.
Go ahead, Nikki. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, good deal.
How are you doing? You know, I couldn't quite make it out. Is it Nikki or Mickey?
Nikki with an N, like no. Yes, that's correct, Nikki.
Gotcha. Hi,
yeah.
Nikki.
Hi. Okay, before actually start, I'm going to tell you, I have a little thing. The way I do it is I ask these same three questions, and then we'll get into anything else you want. So I'm just letting you know that's the way we're going to do it here. So, all right.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, we're going to kick off the three questions. The first one is, who are you?
I am Kevin Cronin. I am a father of four. I am the lead singer in a rock band, and I've been doing this nonstop since I was 12 years old. And I'm now a spry young 65 and feel like I'm in my 30s.
Oh, I love it. Well, you kind of answered the next question. What do you do?
What do I do? You know, I kind of do two things. When I'm home, I take care of my wife and my children, and I go to their basketball games. I go to their band performances. My sons are in a band, and then when I go on the road, I ride a bus from town to town and do my best to share the joy that I've been that's been bestowed on me by the REO Speedwagon fans over the last 40 years. I try to give some back.
That is so cool. Oh, yes. I'm loving the answers. Now, here's the third question, and this one is the hard one. It's going to make you scratch your head. What food do you like to fix at home that you miss when you're on the road?
Let's see. Oh, man, there's so much because, you know, you can't fix any food on the road. You know, our tour buses are very well equipped with, you know, satellite TV and a restroom and beds and couches and everything. But there really isn't much of a kitchen. And honestly, having been on the road for my entire adult life, I can't really brag about my cooking. Although I do grill a pretty mean burger And so I do like to, on a beautiful day, you know, break out the grill and, get this nice Japanese Kobe beef. Mm. And my kids really like the way I make burgers. So the fun of it for me is just, you know, when my kids go, oh, Dad, that tastes great. Then it's like, okay, I'm good.
There you go.
It's all about the kids.
You know you're a success when you get that. You know, when the kids like it. That's exactly right. Well, that is great. Thanks for that. That's going to help me out with that. I do the little bit with the lunches with everybody, and because I'm on during the lunchtime, so we'll use part of that. This will be edited, you know, before we put it on the air. Now, I know you guys have the concert coming up, April 29th at the Golden Nugget. Have you been here to Lake Charles before?
You know what? I should probably know the answer to that question. I have a feeling that
you know, there's been a lot of brain cells gone between then and now, right?
You know, I know. I mean, if I say yes, then someone is going to call in and say, no, they've never been here before. And if I say no, there's going to be someone that's going to call in and say, yeah, we saw them there, you know.
1974.
Yeah.
I hear you. Well, I'll give you some advice when you're down here. You got to try the food, like boudin and gumbo. Those Cajun foods that you can get down here. Oh, just incredible experiences. You won't find those at any other place in the U.S. So definitely try it out.
I tell you what, we had a production manager named Clint Latulier. Rest his soul. But he was a Cajun man, and he was like, I loved the guy. He was just the best. And when there was, and I'm thinking that it might have been Lake Charles where we play, where his mom came out.
Wow.
And she brought gumbo, she brought all kinds of like cool Cajun food, and just, you know, really the homemade, the real deal, man.
Good
and,
stuff.
And so but we feasted. We definitely feasted. Some what do they call it? The crawfish
etouffee.
Etouffee.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's the one thing. When you come down here, you can count on great food. And I know the Nugget has a lot of great stuff over there where you guys are going to be playing. The little venue is fantastic. It holds just enough people to where the concert feels very intimate, and you, like, you're getting up close and personal with your favorite rock star. So everybody loves going to the concerts there.
Oh, good. Yeah, I tell you what, we've been really fortunate that there's been a lot of places similar to that, and I think that's why I kind of get confused sometimes, because there's a lot of these beautiful new casinos that are just popping up all over the country, and they're really smart in as much as they do exactly what you just described. They create a venue that feels like a big rock show in some way, because they put up a nice big stage and they bring in great sound and lights and everything, but all the seats are, there's not a bad seat in the house. So
right.
It kind of works for the band, because you feel like you're at Madison Square Garden as far as the stage is concerned, but the audience feels like they're seeing you in their living room. And there's probably, there must be at least 50 of similar type places around the country that we play, and it's they're always the best gigs. Plus, a lot of times the hotel is right, like you just jump on the elevator, come down, and do sound check.
Right, exactly, makes it fun, and then all the different restaurants and things. We have the Golden Nugget is like, it's a Las Vegas type casino. I mean, it's a big deal. It's gorgeous, so I know you guys will enjoy it.
Good.
Well, we are just so excited about you guys coming down. And, you know, whenever I heard I was going to get to talk to you, all I could do was think of myself way back in the day when I was young with that High Infidelity album in my hand. That just takes me back.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I was just talking to a journalist from Great Britain, from a magazine over there called Rock Candy, and he was asking me some questions about the High Infidelity record, and it sparked a memory that I can share with you, because he was asking about the High Infidelity record and how we felt about it, you know, before it became the big hit that it was. And it was our 10th studio album, and
wow,
you know, and we were used to, you know, making albums, and of course you're excited about your new album when you first record it, right? And then, you know, generally for us, we'd get real excited, and then, you know, nothing would happen. You know, we'd go back on the road and, you know, play another bar, play another theater gig, and just keep plugging along, you know, and that's what REO Speedwagon was all about. But the High Infidelity record was released in, the first single was released in early December of 1980. And so we went on the road, and we played a show in Baton Rouge.
Yep.
And there's an arena there in Baton Rouge, and the hotel we stayed in shares the parking lot with the arena. So when I woke up, I could see the arena. And when I woke up, you know, there were a few people waiting in line, and they had done what they normally do, or what they normally used to do back in those days. They would hang a curtain across the arena to make it smaller, and they had about 3,000 tickets printed up. They figured that would be the maximum that REO Speedwagon could possibly draw, and they were, you know, historically speaking, they were right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as the afternoon went on, I'd kind of look out the window, and the line was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. By about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the line was literally wrapped around the entire arena.
Wow.
And the promoters were, like, freaking out. They tore down the curtain. They grabbed, like, old tickets from like the kind they use at a carnival, carnival ride, and they put about 12,000 people in that arena, and there were still a couple thousand outside wanting to get in.
Wow!
And we all looked at each other. We were like, "Wait a minute, there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear." And what had happened was, "Keep on Loving You" had just exploded, you know, and we didn't even know it. You know, we were just doing our thing, but it was in Baton Rouge where I first got the, and as a matter of fact, I have a little black frame in the wall in my music room with one of those tickets from that show, so it always brings me back to the people of Louisiana were the ones that really they let me know that something good was going on.
Well, that is so cool. That's when you knew you'd finally made it to where you wanted to be, that your music was being understood and appreciated. That's just wonderful. Well, man, we're just really, really excited about you coming down.
Well, us too. You know, Mickey, we love Louisiana. I mean, I just love the culture down there, and it's just so interesting to me. You know, I haven't spent enough time there, but every time I come down to Louisiana, you know, we go to New Orleans. You know, I always pick mm-hmm. up a piece of art down in the French Quarter, and you just eat the food, and just the people are partying, and it's just the vibe down there is always it's always inspiring, and people, the music that came out of New Orleans. I mean, that's where it started, man. It's like they, you know, it started in New Orleans, and then those, you know, the old blues players, they just started moving up the river. You know, they moved up to Muscle Shoals, up to Memphis. You know, there's a blues museum up in Davenport, Iowa, and where they trace the movement of the blues. And it really does follow the Mississippi River, but it all started down in your neck of the woods.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I got a huge amount of respect for the music that came out of there, and getting a chance to play down there is an honor. You know, it really is, and we look forward to it.
Well, it's just going to be so great. And you're looking back now at your age, who would have thunk it? You know, I mean, life has just turned out one big surprise. The music you guys put out has, I mean, we're still playing Keep On Loving You. I mean, we still play your hits. We're a classic rock station.
It's amazing.
And people still love them.
It's wild. It's, you know, I could have never dreamed it. But I just, you know, I think the fact that, you know, I've been playing in bands my whole life. So I'm connected to that 12-year-old kid who was watching the Ed Sullivan Show, you know, and saw the Beatles come on. And that energy, that the thrill that I got when I saw those guys perform, it's still there. It still burns brightly in my soul. And I'm just really fortunate to have been born when I was born. And the fact that people have taken my music in and still want to hear me sing and still want to hear our band come in and rock it out is, like I say, it's an honor, and we don't take it lightly. I mean, you know, you'll see if you come to the show. We we've been around for a while, but we don't act like we've been around for a while. We act like every show is our first night, and you'll see that our energy is, I'm pretty proud of the energy that we put out there, and so
Sounds like fun.
We're looking forward to it.
Sounds like fun.
Mickey, are you going to be at the show? Are you coming out to see us?
I'm scheduled
Better.
To at this point, yes. It's
okay.
Looking, because, I mean, we generally try to make as many of the shows as possible. So are you guys doing a meet and greet?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. We, you know, just contact our press office. I'm sure you went through our office to set
right.
this interview up, and they will take good care of you. They'll whatever you need, we'll hook you up.
Okay, great. We'll do that. We'll do that. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with me.
No, you're welcome. I appreciate your patience. I know I've been a little hard to get a hold of lately, but. I'm glad it worked out, and look forward to meeting you down there in Lake Charles.
Let's
rock. And I'll figure out once and for all if I've been there before.
Oh, yeah. You've been here, you know. You'll know. Well, thank you so much.
Right.
We'll see you soon.
Right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.